Frito-Lay, I don't like corn chip. It just smells like poverty and feet. Yeah. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Satmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir.
And this is episode 15, Get Away From Me 470. I just saw a weird thing today. Apparently there's like a big hunger strike going on.
What?
In India. It's for a good cause, but...
I was going to say, nobody here is going on a hunger strike.
But the question is like, how does that work? I mean, personally, if it were me and I was like the evil dark overlord and someone was going on a hunger strike, I'd be like, good, one less person opposing me.
That's what I thought too. I don't understand the purpose. Is it supposed to scare your jailers into thinking that you're dying and you die under their care?
And then you become like a martyr?
Yeah,
or,
I guess so.
I don't know. I feel like if the regime is that bad, that's got to be the last resort.
Well, do they eat a little bit or just nothing at all and just have water?
I'm saying if you're doing a hunger strike, I don't even want to see water pass through your lips.
Oh,
like, it's got to be a full-on hunger strike.
All right.
It's not a fast.
But, you know, if you've ever done a fast or any kind of cleanse, when you limit your calorie intake to that extreme, you start getting very peaceful.
And doesn't that dampen kind of the protest aspect of it?
Right, you don't feel like fighting anymore.
Yeah, like at first you were against the regime. Now you're like, it's not so bad.
Let's be friends.
Yeah, it's a little bit of torture here and there. And we don't have any rights, but, you know, I feel a little peaceful, so forget it.
What is this? What are they protesting?
I have no idea. I didn't want to get into it, but I was just thinking about all the protests that are going on. You know, there's the rioting, and then there's, you know, people with picketing things, this and that, and the other, the Verizon workers. And I just thought, like, hunger strike. Maybe the Verizon workers should do a hunger strike. 45,000 angry youth. They wouldn't last a day.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be home, back on their couch.
Yeah, with some Frito-Lay. If they were serious, they would go on a hunger strike.
I say Cheetos, you say Frito-Lay.
Well, I hate Frito-Lay.
Okay.
Frito-Lay, I don't like corn chip. It just smells like poverty and feet. Yeah, I know. All right, so I just thought I'd ask what your opinion was on that. So you're with me.
I'm with you exactly.
All right, so let's head on into our segments. You want to kick it off?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. Let's go to Celebrity Corner.
Sweet.
Okay, this segment is called Discount Celebrity. This is where we have the A-list celebrity, and if you can't afford this individual, you would go with their C, D, E, F counterpart.
Okay.
Okay, and this week I have Jamie Kennedy for Tom Green.
Wow!
Yeah.
That is a good one.
That's really,
they
really
both
good.
Annoy the out of me.
And they both bill themselves as rappers, actors, and comedians. Both of them.
Wow. I cannot wait to hear the weight and height count on these guys.
Well, Jamie Kennedy, he was born in May 1970.
Okay.
And he is 6 foot and a half.
Get
inches.
Out.
And he put that half in there because, you know.
6 foot and a half?
I once said I was 5'7" and a half, and someone said, don't you ever say that half inch again. Round. I don't care. Up or down.
Wow. I am 5 in that case. I am 5 feet. Thank you.
Okay. So Jamie Kennedy, he started acting at 19. Well, he was an extra. That's what he counts as acting career starting at.
So that means I started acting quite a while ago as well, because I was an extra in a Hungarian movie.
Hungarian movie.
Yeah, they needed black people in the background. There aren't a lot in Hungary, so they rounded us all up and made us stand around the background.
I don't know if rounding you up sounds a little
threatening. We got paid.
Okay.
But literally, they were like, hey, black person.
Well, it was Dead Poets Society, so that's what I'm going to look at. So look in the background for Jamie Kennedy.
That was filmed in my boarding school. I had no idea he was in that.
You mentioned that. Dead Poets Society keeps coming up with How You Know It.
Who knew?
His most popular roles were in Scream, Scream 2, Scream 3.
So not really anything at all.
Yeah. I think that the thing he's most noted for is his relationship with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Lucky him.
No kidding.
And she was slumming, I guess.
She was they were together for a year, and then they split. But he was on The Ghost Whisperer, and that was her show. She produces that show and stars in it.
Wow.
So she threw him
a bone, as it were.
Yeah.
So what about the Jamie Kennedy experience?
Yeah, remember that show? It was like sketch and pranks.
It was like he was like a discount punked.
Yeah, it was like a nasty looking...
Without any humor.
Without any humor, without any, like, fun-loving, like, you'd want to go out on a date with him or anything.
No.
And, but actually, one funny thing that he did, when he went to Hollywood, he had created a false persona called Marty Powers, and Marty Powers was an agent who would try to get him work. So it was himself...
Getting himself work.
Work as Marty Powers.
Nice. I think I've also seen Jamie Kennedy do what I would refer to as a black scent in his comedy. I think he got some flack for that, yeah, because it wasn't very good.
And it's not funny.
No, it's not funny at all, unless it's good.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, he did his stand-up, as you said. He had a stand-up special called Unwashed.
Mm-hmm. Fitting.
And then had a documentary called Heckler, The Plight of the Stand-Up Comedian versus the Often Aggressive Heckler.
Oh, who cares? You know what? I've been heckled a couple times. Moving on. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, next. It comes with the territory.
I've been heckled, too. And, I mean, it's not fun.
When you were doing improv?
Yes. Wow. Isn't that bad?
That's aggressive. Really... That's the movie I want to see. Screw the comic heckling. I want to see a troupe of improvers working on a scene based on feet get heckled.
That's him. And also, for a little extra money on the side, he promotes California. He's appeared with Arnold Schwarzenegger in a few commercials.
Oh, California is so much better than that. They are really scraping the bottom of the barrel with Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah. He was in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle and these, you know.
Who? What is he doing now? Anything?
No, he just did the commercials. He's off the Ghost Whisperer. Oh, the Cleveland Show. He's doing the voice of somebody. Roberto Tubbs' boyfriend, whoever that is.
On the Cleveland Show, which I haven't seen.
I haven't seen it either. So that's what he's doing now, and that's Jamie Kennedy.
All right.
And he hasn't aged well.
No.
Remember, he was at least a little bit fun.
He didn't start out well.
Tom Green, July 30th, 1971, is his birthday.
Good Lord, I was thinking Seth Green.
No,
that's
Tom
why
Green.
I made the height comment. Tom Green, a Freddie Gotfingered?
A Freddie Gotfingered and the ex-husband of Drew Barrymore.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel once again.
Yeah,
that
again,
throws Barrymore and Love Hewitt in the same scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I can't understand the parallels. I don't know why. They're almost the same height. Well, Tom Green is 6'3", so he's got about 2.5 inches.
Okay.
So he's a tall guy. And he, again, is a rapper, actor, and comedian. And the both of them, they get the hot Hollywood actresses.
I guess. I mean, obviously those two ladies have some problems.
His nickname is MC Bones or MC Face.
Okay. I've never found either of these guys even remotely funny.
No, that's another thing.
And I have a very low-brow sense of humor. We are all aware of that.
When he signs autographs, so when you go and get his autograph, he's going to sign it Tom Green, 1992.
Who is getting his autograph?
Yeah. Well, he thinks that it makes him seem like he's been around longer than he really is.
Okay.
He had a music video called The Bum Bum Song that was on MTV's Total Request Live that apparently did well, and then it was retired. Yeah. You're just looking.
No, because as soon as you said music video, I was like glazed over for a second. Who are these people? These aren't even the guys who I thought they were.
I know. He's Canadian, and he has a parrot named Rex Murphy.
So just, and we love a Canadian here, but come on, Canada. Really?
I know. So these guys basically are in a couple of lukewarm to poor movies.
Mm-hmm. They rap, and I'm making huge quotes with my hands, massive quotes.
You know, get on. Oh, he's on America's Got Talent, where he jumped through a ring of fire on a skateboard. So they're strange, offbeat,
quirky,
unfunny,
tall
spectacles.
Tall men.
Yeah.
So I mean, are any of them serving anything? I mean, we're talking about a D-lister and then somebody who is just not even recognizable
in
decent society.
I will have to say that Jamie Kennedy is the discount for Tom Green.
Well,
I'm going to say that because the work that he's most known for on Ghost Whisperer was given to him by his girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
We know how he got that job. The old casting couch, once again, works both ways.
Yeah, so he's down a couple of points.
And we're saying, whereas Canadian Tom Green has forged his own.
That's right.
And what is he doing now?
He is not really doing much of anything.
he's being talked about on this show.
That's just about it. No, I mean, oh my God, the last thing, I just looked at the date, it was 2005.
Oh, that's precious. Look, if we can't, we're doing a film, it's subpar. Mm-hmm. We can't get Tom Green. What's the discount on that for? Oh, what do we get for Jamie Kennedy? How much is he serving?
Oh my God. I think even like a 10% discount.
That's
I mean,
it?
They're just, it's.
So for $10 worth of Tom Green, we can get
Jamie for
$9. For $9.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'll take it. That's a tough one. They're very good.
Yeah.
They're very good, you know, people to make fun of because Lord only knows they're not doing much of anything.
If anyone's
seen that movie, let us know. Write in and tell us what was your assessment of Freddy Got Fingered. And if you've seen Jamie Kennedy in anything, and I'm talking anything, a car, a mall, anything, a commercial, let us know.
He's not getting work. He's not getting ink. We all know that.
Wow. Well,
he's getting a little audio right now.
While we're still in our celebrity corner, I have something here for our another new segment called This Week in Bateman.
Oh, right.
Where we talk about and give news on our favorite celebrity, Jason Bateman, who we support. We don't love him.
We're not sexually attracted to him. We support his work.
We support his work, and we think he does decent work.
Being the operative word, and we would like to see him do more.
Yeah, and he is doing more. Check this out. I don't know if you saw Bridesmaids. But the woman who plays Mike and Molly, Melissa McCarthy, she's going to be in a film with Jason Bateman.
Oh, that's good news.
So this is the Week in Bateman news, is that Jason Bateman has a good eye. He saw her performance in Bridesmaid and had a movie that he was going to be working on called ID Theft rewritten to include her as the other main character.
Oh.
It's a little sketchy, though, because the story originally followed a guy who gets his identity stolen by another man. And now, instead of it being stolen by a man, it's going to be stolen by Melissa McCarthy. I don't know how Melissa McCarthy is going to, and with any confidence in a film, still Jason Bateman's identity, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Well, I have faith in her. She's going to make it work somehow.
Yeah, and Bateman is producing this movie, and generally when the star is the producer, this is a bad scene.
Well, when the star is the director, that's
also
a super
bad scene. But you know what? We support it because it's Jason Bateman, and we support Jason Bateman's work because it's decent. So we look forward to this decent film, ID Theft. It's coming out in Universal.
ID Theft.
Yeah.
It's decent.
Decent. Jason Bateman, a decent actor.
Go.
With a decent look.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Decent.
Decent, yeah. If you think about him, think about his eyes.
Decent.
And his body is decent.
It's decent. Nothing extraordinary, you know, nothing extraordinarily good, nothing extraordinarily bad. We would say all across the board, he's a decent individual.
Any quotes from him this week?
No, I decided that just to give this decent piece of news, and next week we'll launch back into the quotes. I thought we needed a break from the quotes. Plus, that's all he said on gay people. I couldn't dig up anything else.
Yeah.
But if you have any gay Jason Bateman quotes, write in, let us know.
And we will read them.
Yeah, so that concludes The Week in Bateman.
Great.
I found this online. It's from a site, Mrs. Webb.
Oh, advice on advice. This is our segment, listeners, where we find some advice on the internet, which stinks.
Frankly, it's inconceivable that anyone would take this advice or write this advice, and so we want to improve upon it with our own advice on advice. So this week, advice. Dear Mrs. Webb, my new in-laws are very nice people. Yeah, right.
Shh, liar.
However, they are cheap. We have not received a wedding gift from one family member. I've talked about this with my husband. I wanted him to confront his family about it, but we just end up arguing. Do we think he should talk to his family? Also, they didn't even buy us a card. I feel as if they are not acknowledging or accepting our marriage. Help. Okay. So this is the situation. Nothing.
Listeners, you should have seen the acting that Jaquetta was doing along with that.
I looked
the
desperate. Help.
Really?
This is the response from Mrs. Webb. You said they are cheap. Therefore, it is not that they don't accept your marriage. They don't like to spend money. This is not about you. You need to get over it. And pointing out other people's deficits and manners is impolite. People have different ways of expressing love and happiness to each other. And then she recommends a book that they should read about it.
What? Wait a minute.
First of all.
Couple of things
here. Wrong.
Yeah.
You should take this as an opportunity to free yourself from that awful, cheap-ass family and realize that you never have to invite them over for a meal, a glass of water. There's not going to be any mother-in-law's days. You don't have to deal with any holidays with these people. You don't have to extend anything to them. You got a free pass here, lady. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. You know what? cheap people really do make my skin crawl.
Yeah.
In a way.
They always have their hand out too when you're not looking.
But you know what? Hey, wait a minute. How many times has this person been married? That's my question.
Wow.
You know what? If they're what if they're a serial, you know,
Marialist.
You know what? I'm kind of sick of it. What, you know, you're getting to the point in your life where everybody is getting married and divorced and remarried. It's like you got to stop with the presents. It's just good luck to you.
So you're saying it's good that the family didn't give them anything?
I think so.
All right. I also think it's a little weird that the husband didn't warn her about this.
Well, how much money do they have, too?
I have no idea, but I know is that I bet you this couple paid for their wedding themselves. And if you go to a wedding that's paid for by the couple, you need to give them something.
That's true.
Or
that's true.
Don't eat the food. Put the canapés down.
That's true.
Don't get the open bar. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm imagining, and it seems like, too, she's also upset because they're not acknowledging or accepting the marriage. That may be true, too.
That could be.
They could be waiting to see if it works out.
This is a can of worms here, and I think that she kind of glossed over
a lot of things. Yeah.
Have you ever not given a gift? I have.
For what occasion?
For a wedding.
You didn't? Did you give money?
No.
Did you go to the wedding?
I went to the wedding. I was a bridesmaid. I spent a good $1,500.
Oh, well, that's a difference. That is the gift. You did give a gift of your presence as a bridesmaid.
Oh, my God. From the bachelorette party to the bridal shower to all the traveling, the gown, the whole thing, engagement gift, all that stuff.
What?
I paid for.
Engagement gift.
Yeah.
Man, I think I missed out. All I did was have a wedding. We had open bar. And then people just gave us some money.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I don't have a problem with that. But also, if you're marrying a multi-millionaire.
Oh.
And then
why didn't they pay for everything?
Right. And then you're waiting tables and then you're spending $1,500 on it. Then I was like, well, you know, I have a year. Because that's the thing. You have a year to send somebody a gift once they get married. And I thought I could do it, and the year went by.
And nothing happened. I can just see, I'm just picturing the calendar going, January, February, March. Like, oh. You know what? I owe it for gifts, for what? First of all, I'm almost 40. So I'm like, if you're getting married now.
You're almost 40. You have years to go.
No, I'm like three. I'm almost 40. And I'm saying that no one's getting married much anymore. And if they are getting married now, they usually isn't a bridal party.
Weddings are so 1998.
Yeah, it's just not happening that much. But if I do go to a wedding now, a couple of C notes.
That's it. Yeah.
Have a nice marriage. That's it.
Actually, that's what I do too.
Cash.
Check.
Because you know they need
check.
It. Or a check. You know they need it.
Yeah.
You know, they need. We took all the money that we got at our wedding. We took it to Jamaica with us.
Good.
And we spent it.
Good.
It was great. It was awesome. So the other thing I wanted to pick out from this piece of advice was, and I underlined this, pointing out other people's deficits and manners is very impolite.
I don't think so at all.
What's more impolite? Being impolite or telling someone that they're impolite? This is a snake eating its own tail. If I see someone doing some untoward BS, I'm going to say something. I don't care how it seems. Don't clip your toenails on the A train.
Especially the hard ones.
Yeah.
That fling. Or don't clip your nails in jury duty.
Yeah. Or how about putting, you know, taking your backpack off, holding it in your hand on the A train? I'm going to say something.
How about getting up for the pregnant woman? Men.
On the A-train.
Yeah.
Or having your legs wide open. Gentlemen, on the A-train. I'm going to say something. I don't care. I'm not afraid to be a little impolite to let someone know how manners roll on the A-train. And that's our advice.
So that's the thing. It's like she's criticizing them for bringing up something that's rude.
This is legitimate, though. I would feel a little weird if I didn't even get a card.
Yeah, you're right.
A card? How much does that cost? $2.95?
What if you're really jealous? Maybe they're really jealous of young love.
They could
of
be.
New love.
I would say keep an eye, watch your back would be a piece of advice from this in-law. Mm-hmm. And don't let them come over and eat up your Cheetos and Frito-Lay chips. Don't let them come over and drink up all your Brita water. No, don't do it.
All right,
what you got?
Okay, listeners, this is our segment called Hey, You Didn't Know It.
Ooh, I can't wait.
These are reports on the oblivious living among us that we read something and can't believe this actually happened and that the doer did not know this would happen.
And usually are affronted and shocked that said thing happened.
Right. I got this from the Kim Komando show.
What's that?
Kim Komando has a radio show about life in the digital age. She just talks about, you know, new things and how to incorporate it in your life and all of that. Not too bad. Apparently she's big out west somewhere.
West of the Mississippi.
Yeah. She's blonde. She likes to wear the ruffly shirts.
Oh, no. I think she looks like a discount Cheryl Teagues up in here.
Yeah, she looks like Cheryl Teagues, but she has more of a Susie Orman
twang,
but with computers instead of money.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway, she got this question, and I couldn't believe it. Somebody wrote into her and said, I recently went online to purchase some Vicodin. I know, it's a bad idea. The site advertised that no prescription was required.
Wait, it's illegal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I gave my payment information. I just discovered that I only paid a site membership. I actually do need a prescription to get the drug. I sent the site owners an email canceling my subscription and demanding a refund.
Let me guess what happened.
Is there somewhere I can report the site? From Robert from Carson City. That was...
What? So this moron has, like, given his credit card information to just some janky site. This guy knew that he needed Vicodin to get a prescription.
He's a subscription.
But the website said, don't worry about it. Just give us your credit card anyway.
Right.
And so he did. And then he finds out that he doesn't have what he needs to get the Vicodin.
Right. That you can't actually buy this drug. And you can't buy drugs illegally online. And he's shocked. And he wants his money back.
No, you don't get your money back. You get charged every month until you cancel your credit card. Because you're a moron.
Absolutely.
Who does that? See, this is the thing. This is kind of like people who, you know, make a contract with a prostitute and then they get robbed and want to run to the cops. You know? No.
But I paid her up front.
Yeah.
And I got punched.
I got punched in the face. And I didn't get the
and
sex
drugged.
That I paid for.
I was drugged. My wallet's gone.
Yeah.
And I woke up with a black eye.
I was merely just trying to have relations with a prostitute.
And she was not up front.
Yeah, she was not up front. So this is what?
She came right back and was saying, it's apparent you have a serious problem here.
You're hooked on Vicodin.
You're basically a drug addict.
Yeah.
You need help. And you don't know a scam when you see one.
Duh.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people write in with these scams? Like,
I don't know how many she gets, but I thought that was just so, almost a neon.
Yeah.
A cry for help and education.
Yeah. Well, one, yes, the person needs to get help. Two, man up. Wake up. No one is going to give you free, you know, is going to give you access to Vicodin over the internet.
Yeah. So, you know, people doing illegal things have no problem scamming their customers. So
yeah.
Here's the thing. If you're trying to do something illegal and you get scammed, just go home.
It's the price of business.
Yeah.
Go home. Log off.
Yeah, right.
In this guy's case. What's this site from again?
It's Kim Komando.
Is that her real name? Is it both K Komando?
K, yeah.
Ugh.
Oh.
Biting on your style.
I think so.
Atrocious. Now, I know you're not a huge fan of smoking.
Ugh.
But.
Not at all.
You probably do like Native Americans. So.
Yes, I'm a fan of Native
Americans. Now, apparently, the Native American tribes are making their own cigarettes. And because it's on sovereign land, they don't have to add the $4.35 extra tax per pack. So they
are
making...
But do you still die from
the cigarettes? Oh, yeah, you still die.
Okay.
But what do they care? They've got nothing left. They're stuck on the reservation. This is what Native Americans should be doing. I say they put arsenic in those cigarettes and pass them on.
That's a good idea. And plus, I think it's part of their plan. I mean, everybody knows about the ancient Indian or Native American burial grounds.
Exactly.
You know, and all the people keep putting developments on top of them.
Exactly.
The guys are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And they need, I guess, some new souls to go back down there.
Yep.
And keep filling them up.
And with these cigarettes, they're going to get theirs. It says here, and I quote, we want to be in control of our destiny.
Nice.
So Native Americans getting a little back.
I like that a lot.
I like it too. What are we, casinos? They got cigarettes. If they could just get prostitution going.
They're fine.
And then underage drinking.
Well, why not prostitution? I mean, they have it where? Utah, so.
I have no, but you know, it's their sovereign nation. If they want to do prostitution there, whatever, let them do it. I'm saying it should just be no holds barred. Whatever they want to do with whatever they have left, let them do it.
They can. I mean, nudist colonies. I mean, anybody can, really. But.
Yeah, but a Native American nudist colony, why not? There is one threat, though, to their cigarette plan, and that is obviously the people who make Marlboro and the other cigarettes are upset. There's enough cancer to go around for everybody,
everybody
guys.
Everybody can have cancer if they want it.
Not everyone's going to want to buy those really cheap, tasty Native American cigarettes. Someone are going to want your carcinogen sticks as well, Marlboro. So don't be upset. There's enough to go around.
Selfish.
I know. I just thought that was interesting.
Isn't that weird of the tobacco industry to be so selfish?
I know. You know what they also have on reservations are tax-free gasoline.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See? you changed your mind. We support our Native American brethren here at Hey You Know It.
Yeah.
They're cheap cigarettes, cheap liquor, gambling, hopefully prostitution, and now tax-free gas. We're missing out.
We have some iTunes reviews.
Yay. We usually will do our listener mail at this point, but as I said last time, we have so much of it, and we have to decide, do we want to read one of our millions of reviews, or do we want to read one of our kabillions of listener mail? So, we have one here. iTunes review, 5 stars.
Yes.
Smart and funny, what could be better, is the title, from Ono Crisso. I'm always psyched when a new installment of HYKI comes out because I know it will be I will be cracking up for a good 45 minutes while listening to it. Jaquetta and Katie are smart, funny, and unapologetic in their opinions. Celebrity Corner, advice on advice, and whatever current topics are kicking around in their heads are all included. Get to subscribing already. You won't regret it. You won't.
No, he is so right.
We also have another one. We have a little time to read.
Another one starts out, ladies, love y'all, from Rodimus Prime.
Woo!
Okay, and he says, I always feel like I'm eavesdropping on a sassy lunch conversation between two hilarious friends when I listen to the show. Never take that long off without warning again. Keep doing your thing, ladies. Big fan of the show.
Well, we got sassy. Yeah. I like sassy.
I do, too.
A lot of people, I think a lot of women take offense at sassy. I like it. It says what, you know, you're putting it out there. You don't care anymore.
Why would anyone be offended at sassy?
I think sassy sometimes maybe has negative connotation, like for like a sassy little girl, you know, like giving a lot of sass. But we're sassy, like, you know,
like,
with a head shake and a wink.
Right.
You know, that the good kind of sass that everyone loves.
I like sass. That implies a good time's about to happen.
Yeah, or has happened and you missed it. One of our, one of our listeners who's also a friend mentioned that last week your story about the ass-smelling dollar bill should have come with a warning beforehand.
Oh, no.
That it was going to be a gross out because that person was eating a sandwich. And it said it made them not want to eat the sandwich. So I would just like to say that we do have an explicit label on this. It's explicit, it's mature content, and sometimes, frankly, I guess a little bit gross.
But that's life.
That's the way
and
it is.
And we're telling you how it is.
Yeah, you want uplifting, go to church. You're not going to get that here.
You're not even going to get uplifting at church. You're going to feel bad walking out of
And I suggest not getting a sandwich before the show comes on.
Have a drink.
Have a drink. It goes well. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Remember, we come to you every Monday with a brand new episode. Please follow us on Twitter at Hey You Know It. Send us email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. And please find us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Bye. Show me.